You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Woo! And I would say matcha, but I haven't had a matcha in a month now. So I'm going to have to say happy water Tuesday.
Water.
Or I have green tea. So we'll use green tea as a substitute. Happy green tea Tuesday, everyone. This is Elizabeth Powell, and I am still traveling. Joseph will be in a second. I'm still traveling, so I want you all to hear these beautiful... Hi, Joseph. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Yep. Can you hear me?
Okay, maybe I'm going to pop out and come back in, but I'm going to first let you listen to this. Isn't that beautiful?
Okay, oh, I love the sound of the crickets. The crickets and the cicadas at night. Oh my God. It's such a relaxing sound to just to experience when you're in somewhere warm, we'll say. It's absolutely amazing. It makes the night feel so much more special, especially when you can look out and see green, right? If you're somewhere nice and warm and you see green, it's always a nice night. And having the ambiance of the crickets, the cicadas, it's absolutely amazing, amazing, amazing. And Elizabeth said happy Water Tuesday. I'm going to go ahead and say happy. Oh, we're back.
Hello, hello.
Hello, 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 Tess. I was about to say,
what fruit are we naming today? I don't have any pomegranates here, though. I don't have any matcha either. Did you hear that? I have not had matcha in like 30 days.
I have, and that's
Can
crazy.
You believe that?
That's crazy. That?
30 days. I have had bananas. Okay.
Yes.
Bananas.
Yes.
I have had a mango. Because remember last week on the story, if y'all heard about the mango in the tree, and I had a fresh mango, so that was delicious.
Ooh.
Oh, I've had pineapple juice.
Oh.
So I'm very excited.
Mm.
And then I had green tea to substitute for my matcha. So
very nice.
There we go.
Very, very, so, very nice. I took on the matcha for you.
Yeah, you tried out the...
I tried out the banana bread matcha, which
yeah.
was interesting, also to say the least. I enjoyed it. I don't think it's for many people, but it was good. It was good. It did taste like a banana bread if you count cinnamon as a bread flavor, but it was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would be better if it was just banana.
Yes.
And matcha,
I agree.
Not the bread part about it, but hey. So, did you get to hear? Listen, I'm still traveling.
Yep.
I think I already said where I was potentially. I'm not telling you where officially I'm at, but
I don't think I got that part,
can
but
hear
I,
that?
I can hear the cicadas and the crickets. Yeah.
Yes. And then I hear the roosters in the morning. I forgot to tell you all about the roosters. There's roosters in the morning and they are throughout the day too. And then boats going by. So there's catamarans and yachts like right in front of my porch. There's actually a boat going by right now. And so when they do the sunset cruises, that might be a hint also. Sunset cruises go by at night. It's not sunset. It's actually dark now. It's 9 p.m. here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. The crickets faded away.
So I came back inside. I'm not going to tell y'all where I'm officially yet. We'll say it on the next show. But we're here early. We're here because go eat for Woo! One. Go eat. And we're going to talk about the markets at the 30. We're going to talk about tech at the 20. And we're talking about some other interesting things throughout the show. But first, I just want to say, go eat.
Go okay. eat.
So if you all were listening last week, I gave you the secret sauce on when the markets should have their uptick. And at the end of our show, I said, when is the best time to buy?
At the bottom. Always at the
right.
bottom.
So it sounded like y'all listened because ETH hit what 1834 from
yep.
the show was at 1575. We went up 260 points.
Woo!
Right. And it did not take the full week to get it there. And
Right?
tomorrow's the other key day, but we'll talk about that at the 30. I don't want to get ahead of myself too much. Also, if you listened, gold went up over 200 and something points too. If y'all
Right.
listened, we marked it a certain time too. Do your own research, not financial advice. Go ETH, and I'm going to tell you what the markets are going to be doing, what our time frame is, and everything that's going on at the 30-ish. So listen, 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 listen. Optimism, optimism, optimism. Do your own research, not financial advice, but very optimistic here. Okay, I just had to put it out there. Just,
Just to start it
after the
off.
matcha, banana bread, mangoes. But
Right.
yes, optimism. So the fun thing. I have been traveling. I still am traveling. I get to wake up. So funny, no matter where I'm in the world, I still wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, no matter what. I don't use an alarm. I could probably be in Japan, I'd wake up at 6 a.m. I could be in Europe, I'd wake up 6 a.m. I'm on the East Coast, I wake up at 6 a.m. In Hawaii, I wake up at 6 a.m. Actually, Hawaii, I think I was waking up at 3 a.m. so nobody knew that I was traveling at
Yeah,
the time.
you were.
Right, until I officially could announce where I was, but yeah, so my body just automatically wakes up and it gets the start of the day because it's exciting, right? Because everyone else is still asleep. Nobody's really doing anything. There's no stirring going on. And I can get so much stuff done before the official, quote unquote, 9 a.m. of either Pacific Standard Time or 9 a.m. of Eastern Standard Time. You know, like there's not like a million emails and this and do that and do this, you can get like a whole bunch of stuff done. And it's also my quiet time to enjoy my coffee with my
Right.
mocha. Now we're naming all my drinks. And tonight, water.
Yes.
But I'm still traveling and I got some garlic fold.
Don't bring it back with you.
I am not taking it back in my luggage, but I had to throw away my other garlic salt just so I wouldn't get flagged just in case when I was traveling. And if you don't know what the garlic salt story is, go back 2 episodes ago and you'll get to hear about my garlic salt adventure. Or maybe it was 3 episodes ago. Yeah,
I think
because
it was three.
I was in the Bahamas in Atlantis for over 8 nights. So it was 2 episodes. So it was 4 episodes ago.
Oh,
Oh my goodness.
it doesn't even
Anyway,
feel
it
like
was
that
like,
long.
it was a, so it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 episodes ago. Because I've been out here for almost a month now.
Right.
And then, so you get to hear the garlic salt adventure. I had just flown in. My flight was canceled the night before. I got on a flight, had to make it sure I was in time so we could do LA talk. And I did LA talk from Atlantis, but I didn't tell anybody where I was 4 episodes ago. And I had traveled with garlic salt and got searched because I had garlic salt. So I kept it with me for the trip in the Bahamas, but then I threw it away. And now on my new adventure, they do not have Uber out here. They do not have Uber Eats. They do not have like what are the other food delivery places called? You
We
know the
have we just have Uber Eats really, and then that's
No,
it.
there's that like shopping cart one. What's that one called?
Oh, oh,
Well,
shoot.
anyway, maybe
I don't know.
well.
Skip the dishes? Is that it?
No, it's like a grocery one, but they don't have any of those out here where I'm at. But I did find a way to get my groceries delivered, which is another funny story. I won't go into that tonight,
Oh God.
but
That's for next episode.
that's for next, yeah, definitely for next episode. But I did get some groceries delivered too, and I got garlic salt. I'm giving y'all hints. So there was a mango tree with a coconut tree next to it and palm trees. I got fresh mango because somebody was throwing a stick up in the air to catch the mangoes, and mangoes were coming down, so I have a fresh mango. I have bananas. I have pineapple juice.
Lots of water.
I have jerk seasoning.
Oh.
That's a hint. I'm sitting overlooking the ocean water with boats. and it's lush and tropical, kind of like Hawaii. This is my second week here. And everyone's bragging about European summers right now. I'm bragging about Caribbean summers.
Oh, that's an even bigger hint.
Yeah, that's another big hint. So I'm in a Caribbean summer. Every summer, I tend to go out to the Caribbean for like 1 to 3 months, sometimes 4 months. And then usually I go, if I start naming islands, then you'll know what I'm
Yeah.
talking about. I usually in the past have visited 4 to 6 islands in that time period. My trip to Atlantis, so everyone's like saying how much their trip is worth. My trip to Atlantis was worth $30,000 for 8 days, but I did not pay that amount. And it
Wow.
wasn't sponsored either. I just travel hacked it. And so if you totaled up the nightly plus the taxes and the gratuity and the resort fees, it would have came out to $30,000 for that 8 nights.
Oh my God.
And then the location I'm at right now, my 2 weeks would be over $14,000.
Oh my God.
But I travel hacked it. And if you listen to the last week episode, you'll hear how much I actually paid. And it's not a sponsor. And it's not, what's the other word? It's not because I'm on the radio. It's I came in incognito, so nobody knew.
Right.
Yes. So all my travel, I go in sleuth incognito and travel hack it. And mainly I do it because our AI intelligence finds these travel hacks and then I travel them to prove that it can be done.
Right.
And so, so if you wanted to find out how you can do the same thing I do, again, remember Atlantis would have cost me over $30,000. And where I'm at right now for 2 weeks, $14,000. But you can find these smoking travel hack deals also by signing up for our newsletter. And we have our website, it's techtrendinvestments.com. And you can go on there and sign up for the newsletter. We also now have our live trading. So you can learn how to trade, get like the e-course, e-books, one-on-one coaching, our bots. So the utility on the bots, it teaches you how to trade and finds like scans the 50,000 tokens down to the top 100 or 200. And it's called alphatrading.live. You can get access to all of this also. And the DNA that we've been talking about, we haven't officially put that live yet, but we'll talk about that next week.
Right.
And then the travel, if you sign up for the newsletter, we'll give you the links to be able to travel hack. And then get access to that too. But you have to make sure you go onto the website and then sign up on our newsletter to get
Right.
that information. So go check it out. Again, it's techtrendinvestments.com. That's our website. You're listening to Tech Trend Investments on the podcast and the radio show on LA Talk Radio, but we have our own website where you can get all this information of what we've been talking about for the last 2.5 years, find it out about the markets, listen to past podcasts, find out what's trending right now, learn about new technology, how to get travel hacks, DNA, all the things that we talk about
Right.
are on the website. So go. Some people thought we were just reiterating Tech Trend Investments podcast, but we have our own website that's live. So it's techtrendinvestments.com to get access to all of this information. And then also get our blogs that we've been doing too,
Right.
right? So
Right.
Joseph has been generating some blogs and we're capturing like video and audio clips from the show. And then we're posting that with that. So you can see like the time that we called ETH and what time we called it at what day, what price point it was at, what it hit. Also about gold, we have the timestamp on the gold and the clip from that and what it hit. So you can get all these little gems on the website too. So go check it out. Check it
Yes.
out, check it out, check it out.
And again, it's techtrendinvestments.com.
Right. So .com. So go on there and check and go see what it's about. Get some information. Have fun. Have a Caribbean summer. Yes. And then there was something else I was going to say. So the little story. The story this time I have, I won't say my shopping story.
No, save that one.
What's my other story I have? Not the patio story.
with the people.
Which one? No, we'll wait. I guess the
Okay.
stories I'm going to tell you about this adventure will be when I disclose where I have been
Right.
afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, because if I tell the stories, it'll give away. I gave you a lot of hints.
There was one big one this episode.
Right, I gave a lot of hints, so you have to guess where I'm at. And if you send us an email on the website and then try and guess where I'm at, we'll be giving away special prizes for that also. So
Oh.
it'll be fun. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. So we have that episode. We're going to be talking about some new technology that's going out, that's coming out right now. We're going to talk about what the markets are doing, what they're going to be doing, our target dates, and reiterating those dates again. Tomorrow is a big date. Just remember, July 8th is that next big date. But you all, if you listen to us, you got in advance. So go you. And then also, we're going to talk about the dates. We're going to talk about technology and the markets and F1. Also, what's been
Yes.
going on in F1. We'll talk about that after. And a couple other surprises, maybe. So, sip of water. Oh, I have something funny to say about the sip of water. Okay, so I do a lot of research, and I also like to see what other people are doing on social media just to see what's trending out there also. And I get some tech information and some funny things. And there was a really funny one. Let me take my sip of water, and then you'll know why I'm talking about water.
Okay.
So,
I always love the sip of water in the
sip of
middle
water. So I'm famous for having my water every single time I do a VC AMA spaces, a radio show, a talk show, a podcast, or whatever. I have to have my water with me, and it's become like a running joke that I always carry my water bottles with me wherever I go. And on this trip, I now officially have, I'm down to five water bottles. I had eight. I started out with two.
It's fluctuating.
Right? So I've lost one. I gave away another one, and then I gained six. So at Atlantis, they give you water bottles so you can have fresh water and then carry around your own water bottle. That's like part of the concierge, which is great. I
Right.
also got like a beach bag too, that a sandbag, like a beach sandbag that you can carry around all your beach stuff with you too. But where I'm staying right now, they saw my water bottles and they thought that I was selling them. And they're like, "Those are so cool. Where'd you get them?" I'm like, "Oh, I got them in Atlanta." So I gave one of my water bottles away. So now I'm down to a one, two, three, four, five water
Oh
bottles.
my God.
Okay, so here's my funny story about water. So everywhere I go, I have water bottles. I carry water with me. I drink water. If I'm on the show, I take my water break. So I have my voice, which is funny.
Right.
There's this. Okay, so there's this meme going around on IG, and I forwarded it to you today.
Yep.
And if y'all check it out, so let's see what his how many people he has on him right now. And then we'll see if he ends up going up. Let's see. I'm gonna find him. Dun dun
I gotta make sure it
dun.
doesn't play in my mic when I pull it
What?
up.
I know I screenshot it and I brought it to myself. Maybe I didn't screenshot it.
Oh,
Let's look at it.
I have it, I have it, I have it. He's currently at 114,000 followers.
Okay. So he was at, no, it's 113. Is it up to 114
It's
now?
at 114 right now.
Okay, so his, so the IG, if you guys want to check it out, is ahh.gpt, and he is doing spoofs about ChatGPT. And when you go to ask ChatGPT a question, it always says like give me an example. What, like, I'm like, so.
Oh, I did an example right before we came on the show, just because my curiosity kicked in, and I wanted to make sure that I was like that I was accurate. So, an example is you can ask chat and say, "Hey, how is it going?" And it'll respond with like, "Hey there, let's dive right in. What's going on?" And it starts acting like ChatGPT, but you're having a voice conversation with it, and it sounds very monotone. And you'll say, "Oh,
Well,
I'm."
that, but it always responds to you in the very beginning. Like, it never answers you
No,
directly, but
never.
it'll come back to you and say, "That's a good thought," or
Right?
"How about that?" Or "That's what I was thinking too." You know, like it agrees with you, but it doesn't
Right?
answer your question directly.
You
And
ask
so
it a yes or no question.
he does a spoof on it, which is totally funny. But on his IG, if you all check out his IG, he has water bottles everywhere. He's drinking like a 5 gallon of water, and there's water bottles all over the floor. And then there's, because like what it boils down to is AI consumes a lot of water and a lot of energy. But I also consume a lot of
Yeah,
water and a lot of energy. No, just kidding. So it's kind of funny. And my VPN is, I think I said it on the show before, is set to Brazil. And he's wearing a Brazil t-shirt in his spoof. So I don't know if he's been listening to the show or not.
he definitely
And
has been, definitely.
yeah, he had to have been, or somebody had to tell him about the show. And he's wearing Uggs.
Oh
So
my
I have
God.
like California, we were talking about Uggs. Uggs is like a California thing. And it's also, we have Uggs slippers and, you
Yeah.
know, like I have
Fun
a
fact, I'm
Uggs.
wearing them right now.
I have a Ugg bedspread, and
Yep.
like, because I'm from California, so it's like an Ugg is like a thing. So he has like Uggs on, a Brazil t-shirt, and he's drinking gallons of water, which is funny. So is he spoofing AI or is he spoofing
Spoofing
us
us.
too?
It was scary. I'm wearing my Uggs. I was wearing my Uggs when you sent it to me, and it's like, what's happening right now? Is he watching us?
Well, if he starts to talk about bananas, matcha, or mangoes,
He definitely is.
then we will know. Okay, so if he does a spoof on that, then we'll know, we'll know, we'll know. But
Right.
it was kind of funny. It was a crack up. So that's that. So we have a guest tonight. We have a guest coming on. We're going to be talking about tech, F1, what the markets are doing. And he's joining us from Australia. His name is Glenn. So if you all welcome Glenn.
Welcome, Glenn.
Good evening. Well, good
Yay, I
afternoon.
can
Good
hear
morning,
you, wherever you are.
go.
We didn't have to name a fruit. Oh.
Yeah,
Hi, Glenn. How are you tonight? Or it's morning for you, right?
is still morning, almost lunchtime, but I'm doing very well. I'm very excited to be here.
Woo!
Let's
Yay.
go.
Yay. I'm glad we can hear you. That's awesome. So, what's the weather like for you right now?
Slightly overcast. We're sort of just getting into winter, so it's a little bit coolish. Maybe like about 18 degrees Celsius. I can't do the conversions in my head, so I'm just going to run with that
Well, my
today.
air
So it's
conditioner is set to 24 Celsius right now. I was trying to figure out what that is because it's been too cold.
18, probably around 50.
Ooh,
50 to
okay. Yes.
55.
Yeah, so it's
Yeah.
cooler. Yeah, because it's coming into your winter.
It
Where I'm
is. It
at,
is.
it's 85 degrees with humidity, and I don't know what that is in Celsius, but.
That's fine. It's 85 degrees here also. I'll tell you exactly what it is.
Okay. The only way I can, like,
29.
the fastest way usually to do it is go into Snap and then convert it to Celsius
I
and then change it back over to Fahrenheit. No.
have my weather app, and since I'm in Canada, I deal with both Celsius and Fahrenheit. So I'm able to do the little conversions here and there.
Okay, so what's 85 on Celsius?
85, it's 29. I'm the same weather as you right now.
Really? Okay,
Yep.
okay, okay. How funny. That's awesome. I have humidity though, but, and then I have the beautiful noises of the river. Well, actually, it's not the river here, it's the ocean, but
Yes.
it's where I'm at. It's actually the bay. Here we go.
Oh, another
You all have
hint.
to listen. As I get bit by mosquitoes too. Okay, so So Glenn, you've been watching F1 also. Joseph's been watching F1 too. I haven't caught up on it. Something big just happened though. Was it today or yesterday?
It was the 5th. Am I right, Glenn?
You are, yes. At Silverstone race, there was a little bit of controversy at the end.
Yep.
So there was a Max Verstappen crash with about 5 laps to go, and they finished the race under the safety car. They had record crowds there. There was, I think there was 160-something thousand people there for the race day, and it finished behind the safety car. So it was very controversial. A lot of booing from the crowd, which is understandable, but they made the right decision to make sure everybody was safe and that the rules were followed.
Right.
But it just wasn't very exciting for the build-up that we were all anticipating.
Right. Yeah. Well, I did say last episode that there was going to be controversy going on at Silverstone. I just didn't know. I didn't expect what. People were saying it was going to be the something along the lines of the motors and the engines, and how the cars were going to perform given the new standards of F1. But the crash at the end definitely wasn't expected.
No, it was actually really good racing up until that point, because the so with this year's cars, they have different battery and power deployments. So with the hybrid engines, and it's more driver-focused, and the teams actually help control when the power is output and when the batteries are recharging. So the tactical side of it was really interesting. It made the front of the race a lot more interesting for spectators too. It was a lot closer.
Right. I'm here wearing my Mercedes F1 jersey, and I've been a supporter of Mercedes. So I got to ask Glenn, who are you supporting and who are you following closely?
I've always been McLaren, because the original McLaren team was from New Zealand. So I've always been a McLaren fan. We've had plenty of ups and downs, but not going so well this year. We got some upgrades coming shortly. So hopefully in the next few weeks we'll get a little bit more competitive, but
they're doing good so far. They're in third. If I'm not mistaken, both of the drivers are in fifth and sixth accordingly. Lando and Oster, right?
That's correct. Yeah, still quite a long way behind Mercedes, and Ferrari's actually shown a lot of improvement Lewis and Charles won on the weekend. So
where are they going next again? It was UK, and then it's going to
Belgium, I believe. I believe next is Belgium on the 17th.
Yes.
Yeah. So the ones I really want to go to, and I was supposed to go this year and last year but didn't make it, was Miami, what was Japan, and they're all in the beginning. It's like March through May, and Monaco.
Yeah.
But definitely going to Vegas this year for sure.
Right.
Unless I'm traveling, jealous. But we'll do a live show. Well, the F1 is on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So, and our show's on Tuesday. So I can pre-record like we did last time, and then pre-record some of it and then play it. But yeah, just like being there and hearing those engines, like, that's like my favorite thing. Like hearing those engines, like, that's my favorite. That's my favorite, you know? And then a couple of years ago, I was on the starting line too, and then the pits were right across from me because I was in the clubhouse, I think it was called.
Yeah.
It was the hospitality suite. So it was beautiful because you're right on the starting line, and then you can see them come across and then see as they go into the pit, and everything happens right there in front of you. And then it had bleachers, so you could go sit down in the stadiums or be in the hospitality suite. And they had full carving stations, food stations. They made the food in front of you, premium drinks. And it was all part of the experience. And that was 2 years ago. And, of course, I travel hacked that one and got a smoking deal. Like, normally, I think it was like, right now, those tickets are selling for $8,000 to $16,000 for the same ticket that I got 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And I got it, like, last minute for $150, I think it was back then.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's another travel hack. And then last year, I got Paris hospitality suite. And that normally is $3,000 retail, and then they were reselling those for, I think right now they're reselling them for 4,700 for one night. And I got that one for half comped and half bought for like 100 or 200, I think it was. But that was
I'm just
going
to
go
and subscribe. I'm just going to subscribe to your website real quick.
And Matt Rife was at, in Florida, I missed that one, but Matt Rife was at out near Vegas. And last minute tickets, they were, you know, like people who can't attend will just dump their tickets basically because they can't attend. So they'll just sell them like last minute. And if nobody's buying them up, they just keep lowering the prices, lowering the prices. I got a ticket for $6.
Oh, my God.
For Matt Rife's show. But it was 110 degrees that night. So.
And no water allowed in. Ugh.
And it was outdoors and no water was allowed. So, but these are the travel hacks. But I'm traveling, like, the life and the luxury of where, you know, the excitement and the fun stuff is, but you just have to know.
Elizabeth, you cut out a little bit there.
Okay. Can you hear me okay now?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So just traveling like the life and the luxury, but travel hacking it instead. So.
Right.
Yeah. So it's been fun, but yeah, F1 next year, definitely that's the goal. So that would be fun to broadcast from Japan and Miami for sure, and Monaco would be like a blast to broadcast from. We'll just have like a full LA talk, you know, Tech Trend Investment party, and next year on all the circuits we'll just broadcast from all the circuits so that you can hear the cars firsthand from
that
the
show.
That would
be so cool.
That would be fun, huh?
Oh my god, yeah.
So,
absolutely, that's the poster child of the F1 season, isn't it? It's like that's the pinnacle of Formula One.
Yep.
Monaco. Mm-hmm.
It'd be fun. So we're coming up on the 30. So maybe what I'll do is I'll talk about the markets first, because at the 30, that's kind of significant. If you all watch ETH bounce now. So number one, go ETH. And then we'll talk about tech after this, but number one, go ETH. Okay, so last week on the show, ETH was at, we marked the price. I think it was at 1556. During the show, it went to 1575. And then after the show, it went up 260 points. 260 points is great.
It's a lot.
Now remember, everybody, I told you all that there's significant things happening in the market and things that move markets coming up. Number one, July 8th, which is tomorrow, is a significant day. It's 3 weeks before the Fed meets. 3 weeks before the Fed meets is when the market prices in what they think is going to happen at that Fed meeting. And the Fed meeting, we anticipate rates will stay flat. But CPI is down, oil is down. Let's see. There was another thing that was really significant that just happened too. Oil, CPI is down. Oh, unemployment is up a little bit.
Yeah.
So these are the three key factors that affect crypto and the rates that's going to happen with the Fed. And so 3 weeks before the Fed meets, it prices into the market, and that's tomorrow. Tomorrow's that significant date. It's Wednesday, 3 weeks from now, when they're going to meet. July 8th, so is also the next start of the one-month cycle. August 8th is the start of the three-month cycle. We go in cycles. We went February 5th to May 5th, May 5th to August 5th, August 5th to November 5th, November 5th to February 5th. We go in these three-month cycles on crypto. The last two cycles, November 5th to February 5th and February 5th, well, no, sorry, it was February 5th to May 5th and May 5th to August 5th. The last cycle was a down cycle, and the cycle before that was a sideways moving down cycle. So this cycle, we already hit our bottom at 1535? I'm going off of memory.
I'm double checking it so we don't get it wrong.
And
it was 1505.
1505. So on our upcycle, historically, do your own research, not financial advice. On the upcycle, when we go into the rally, we usually 4x from the bottom if you look at the charts and the cycles on ETH. So a 4x uptick would put us at a 6,000, which is breaking the all-time high record of 4,900. The last time we broke, we had bottomed out April 8th of last year, and we hit our all-time high, I think it was like August 11th. So it only took 4 months to go from a bottom to an all-time high, and it 4x'd from the bottom last year on April 8th to the all-time high of the 4,900. Our bottom this year was 1505. 4x from this puts us at 6,000 potentially, and then the upcycle starts. So it starts on that August 8th date. We've already gone up 260 points from the bottom. And so to go to a 4x, we only have to, let's see, as soon as we hit 2,000, we only have to 3x from there. So once we break 2,000, that's very significant. If we break 2,000 before August 8th, it should move even faster than that. Again, do your own research, not financial advice, but these are the cycles that we're going through. The Clarity Act, they're still trying to pass it. We don't need the Clarity Act for ETH to have its rally. It will help the financial markets. It will help it because it's called the Clarity Act because it's going to give more guidelines on crypto. We just found out, who was it told me? It was either Glenn or Joseph, you guys, one of you told me. That the SEC, Joseph, you did. The SEC and the FTC. Right. Say that.
So the CTFC cleared Ethereum as a non-security. So that is very, very, very significant.
And that's huge, you guys, because making it a non-security means that it's not regulated under the same guidelines as stocks, bonds, and options, and that you need a securities license. It also means that the gets differentiated.
Yeah, it's a different way than capital gains. Exactly. Right. Exactly. It's classed as a different tax class asset now.
Right. So that's optimism. That's very good for crypto. That's like positive news for crypto.
It definitely reduces the uncertainties. 100%
they
give that claim, right?
Right. Yeah. And that's not even without the Clarity Act yet. And then the Clarity Act will help the guidelines of it too. So last year they did the Genius Act, which helped pave the way for stable coins. And then also we're doing tokenized assets right now where I'm still favoring tokenized assets on Ethereum only, preferably. we have, and there's a reason why. So Ethereum has been around for a while. It's decentralized. It's broadly used. It's not wholly owned by one individual entity or a company. It's traded openly on the market, and it's not centralized. Again, I want to just clarify that. So when we're talking about real world assets and tokenizing and creating businesses that go token on chain, I fully support Ethereum as the chain to do those assets on, because of the decentralized aspect of it.
Right.
I'm trying to be politically correct here. there's a reason why I'm saying all this. Also, people who've been trading Ethereum or have been in crypto and have been monitoring tokens and know what tokens do, we look for analytics on a token. We don't just buy any token or launch any token or trade any token. There's certain parameters that what makes a token again, I'm trying to be politically correct, valuable.
Right.
And we've been like, I've been in Web3 since 2021 and in tokenized assets since then. But I was in day trading, stocks, bonds, options, and futures before that. But going into crypto since 2016, you understand the nuances of how crypto works and everything's on the blockchain, how to read contracts to make sure that the analytics are good, on the back end, making sure that there's no hidden backdoors or like blacklist, whitelist, siphoned, that they're able, who has the majority of the token share, what chain it's on, if there's taxes or not, if it's locked, renounced, verified contract, like what the holder count is, the percentage of holders, if they've bundled the buys or not, if they're market making it or not. So like all these things are critical on a tokenized asset. And when people are coming in and starting to trade on tokenized asset, they want to learn all this information. It's imperative. And if you're launching an L2 or other things that are to do with tokens or tokenized assets, you want to make sure that you have this stuff in place.
Right.
Analytics are like imperative on a token to make sure if it's viable or not. So we've been scanning the data for 4 to 5 years now. We have over 1 billion points of data that tracks what tokens do and what makes tokens clean or not. We call them clean. And then also what potentially would make a good token viable or not. And most of these tokens that are being launched are basically like mini IPOs. And what we said is we watched SpaceX and the way SpaceX launched, went up on the launch, had a pullback on profit taking, a bounce, doubled the price, another profit taking on after it doubled, because 2x you de-risk and you take out 50%, had a pullback, went below the launch price, and then it went back above the line. I don't know where it's at now, but it mimicked exactly what a token launch does. And so if you're aware of what tokens do and you know the analytics and you know the detailed information, and also what a contract, like what the contracts are, the smart contracts, what devs can do behind the scenes on who's launching the token, how much is in the LP, what the ratios are on the LP for the market cap. All this information is imperative. So like everybody thinks that they can just launch a token and that it would go to $1 billion, but there's all these critical steps in place. Right, Glenn?
Yes, most definitely.
Right.
Most definitely. And there's lots of different things going on behind the scenes, between the layers, between the bridges, getting from layer ones, layer twos. So yeah, it's very important for everyone to do research on that sort of things, for sure.
Right. And then, because like we run all of our tokens through the scanning, and Absolutely. There's things that we find that other people, that are hidden, that people aren't finding if you are able to read contracts. But if a token launches, most people don't have that time to read a contract and decipher and find out all the information about it until it's too late. Either it ran or it went to zero by the time you make a decision.
Right. You have to act fast, right? You have to act fast. You have to act first. Being early, like we always say, being early, being first is always a bonus, right? You get in before everyone else knows, so you get the cheapest and lowest price. Not buying the top, buying the bottom, like we say, buy the bottom,
But you also have to implement a system and a strategy too, because if you're entering really early, you have a higher risk, higher reward, because the token hasn't been locked, renounced, and then sometimes not even verified yet.
Right.
And it has a potential to siphon. So most devs who, if they're going to be malicious, are going to be malicious after they make everybody feel safe and buy in first. Because if they rug the project, which they call is when they try and be malicious on the token, if they rug it before anybody buys it, then they don't make any money. So they make it as safe as possible until it hits about a 4x. And so if you use a system and strategy, as soon as you get into a trade and you de-risk as soon as it hits two, take out your 50%, you eliminate the risk out of the buying of it. But scanning contracts and knowing what devs do is imperative, like having analytics about all this detailed information. And if you go back to all of our old shows, we discuss like analytics, how to read a chart, what locked means, renounced means, what the gas prices do, what a verified contract is, and all the detailed information that you need to know about a token. So there's a brokerage who's launching an L2 right now without this knowledge given to the public. So if you want to learn, if you're investing into something, you want to know as much as possible about what you're investing in. If you're launching an L2, you want to make sure the public knows as much as possible also.
Right.
And so if people are launching tokens on this new L2, so Joseph, describe what an L2 is so people know what we're talking about.
So an L2, so we have Ethereum, which is the main blockchain. So you have your, that's an L1. So that's the layer one. So that's the execution layer for everything that's on the layer two. So you have to look at it as like layers, tiers. So you have the L1, which is where everything lives on. And then L2 is an additional chain on top of that, or rather underneath it, that lives in, that lives and acts as an additional, we'll call it layer, like as it is another layer where companies, businesses, or different chains, as they're called, are built on top of the base layer, which is Ethereum in this case. So it's basically an additional layer with different, we'll call them parameters or different strategies or different information, but it's still based on Ethereum, right?
Right. So we're still optimistic about Ethereum because Ethereum has a lot of use cases. But you can launch tokens directly on Ethereum. You don't need an L2 to launch tokens.
Exactly.
And if you're using the primary, then it has more stability. It has, what's the word for it? History. Everybody knows about it.
It's definitely more widespread. It'll get, you know, get a lot more public usage. Therefore, it's safety in numbers. So.
Right.
Right.
And the most successful is the primary. Like Ethereum is the most successful. There's always these knockoffs or L2s or these other ones that try to take part of the market share. But ultimately, Ethereum is where the stability is at.
Exactly.
So if I'm going to, like, if I'm Amazon or I'm SpaceX or I'm any major corporation, I would be launching my token on Ethereum. That would be my primary focus. I wouldn't go on to an L2. I wouldn't go on to another chain. I would stay on Ethereum because it's widespread. Its institutions are invested in it. Banks are invested in it. Crypto people are invested in it. There's multi-use cases. You can do smart contracts. You're able to differentiate when somebody writes a contract, if you know about analytics, to find out all the nuances of it and scan the contract and find the information. The only usually drawback on Ethereum is the gas price, but actually because it has a gas price is what makes it safer than the other ones. Because if somebody can buy and sell and flip faster and it's less barriers to entry, you get a lot more junk than if there's a higher barrier to entry because it costs more money to enter into it, which means that people aren't going to exit or they're not going to shelf a project because they've invested money into it. So Ethereum gives that like more stability and barrier to entry. So it makes it a stronger positioning. And any company that's going to launch a token, I highly, highly recommend that you do it on Ethereum for those reasons.
Right, right.
So, and if you've all been watching the news, you know what I'm talking about. I'm being politically correct, but I'm giving you my opinion. We've been doing this for a long period of time. We're heavily involved in crypto, in tokenomics, in chains, in understanding the cycle of a token. We teach people how to invest, how to trade. We educate, we inform. That's the most important thing. You all have to make your own decisions, but you need to do your research, basically, and investigate for yourself. And then if you don't know, ask questions and understand as much as you can. We're very optimistic on ETH right now. Again, remember, go ETH. I'm very, very, very optimistic on ETH. Woo! We have our cycles. So tomorrow's the next kickoff of that 1 month cycle. August 8th is the next one. We have volume come in the market on the 1st and the 15th. So that means August 8th, volume in the market. That's the first on the upcycle. August 15th. People, money comes in on the mid-month because people get paid. That's their discretionary money. More money comes into the markets in the middle of the month. So that's July 15th and August 15th. August 1st, more money coming into the markets because it's the beginning of the month. August 5th starts our new cycle. August 8th is the start of the three-month cycle officially kickoff. Right. July 29th, the Fed meets. I skipped that one. That was really important, too. We anticipate the market's going to be flat, but it's going to be built into the market tomorrow and 2 weeks before. So on the 8th and the 15th, the market will react. They know that it's going to be flat on the rates. They don't anticipate a cut, and they definitely don't anticipate a raise anymore, where there was uncertainty if there was going to be a raise, potential raise, but now that oil prices are lower and inflation is lower and unemployment is up, that are all, those are all signals not to raise rates. That's to keep them flat and a potential rate cut in the future, what rallies the markets. Our bottom had already hit. We're already on our upcycle. ETH has a potential to go 4x from its lowest point. Our all-time high was 4,900. If we break through that, we're on our next leg up to that 6,000. Do your own research. Not financial advice, but again, we want to educate you. We want you to be informed. We're very optimistic, of course, but, you know, do your own research on financial advice.
Always BYO or NFA. Always, right, always, right. always. Take a shot.
But we also like to have fun and travel the world and eat mangoes and drink pineapple juice and have the local beer. And then right? Tell me where in the world is Elizabeth now. You'll find out next week. So go check out the website. If you want to trade and learn how to trade, go on to alphatrading.live. Check out our main website, techtrendinvestments.com. We'll talk about DNA next week and longevity. Yes. And give you information about that. If you want to learn how to travel hack, go sign up for the newsletter so you can travel the world like I do for $30,000 a week, normally for $75, or $14,000 for 2 weeks for $300. But do your research, not financial advice. Have an amazing week. Thank you, Glenn, for joining us.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
And we will see you all next week.
See everyone.
Bye. Go eat.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.